Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker apologizes for saying Trump's name in church, "I should probably use code." By Hannah Knudsen on August 31, 2026. Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker asserted that cruelties are emanating from the White House and apologized for saying President Donald Trump's name during church, making the remarks on Sunday at St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church. Speaking to the congregation on Sunday, Pritzker proudly declared, "Cruelties emanating from the White House are almost beyond belief." He painted a dire picture inconsistent with reality, describing a world where individuals are arrested merely for the color of their skin. "You turn on the television or listen to your radio. I mean, you can't escape it. They have taken food assistance and Medicaid, and soon to take Medicare away from the struggling families who need it most. Masked troops and unmarked cars are still arresting innocent black people and brown people because of the color of their skin," Pritzker said. "Sometimes because they speak with an accent. They're still shooting people, innocent people, maybe more than anybody else," he claimed. "You understand the right to vote. Thousands shed their blood for the right, your right to vote, for our right to vote, and that right has been gutted by the Supreme Court majority, installed mostly by Donald Trump," he said before apologizing for even uttering the Commander-in-Chief's name in a church setting. "I'm sorry to say his name in church. I should probably use code, but God knows, even if I say 47. Pritzker declared, ultimately asserting that the arc of the moral universe bending toward justice is now bending backward. Watch. This is hardly the first time Pritzker has spoken of Trump in such a dark and divisive manner. During an interview with Politico earlier this year, Pritzker claimed Trump has set the tone for political violence in America, asserting he has received many threats as of late. "Look, our leaders set the tone in this country. And I think that the President of the United States has set a tone where political violence is okay. He's advocated it himself before," Pritzker claimed. "It's a terrible thing. He's experienced the other side of that. We've got to stand up against this. We need to be speaking out against political violence. I'm a big believer in it's okay to disagree, but not be disagreeable." Pritzker also recently accused Trump of putting people in harm's way after Secret Service moved him to a small military jet in July 2026 following a credible Iranian threat to target Air Force One. "It was a bait and switch. He put people in harm's way to save himself. That's who Donald Trump is," he said of the president, who has survived at least three assassination attempts, the closest occurring in summer of 2024 when a bullet grazed his ear during a campaign speech. At that time, Trump still got up, pumped his fist, and urged the crowd to fight as blood streamed down his face.